Vaccination against pertussis is recommended more or less everywhere in the world because this disease can lead to permanent damage, even death. In the beginning, the vaccination was performed with vaccines containing the whole bacterial cells, but the general coverage of pertussis vaccination within infants has increased since the introduction of acellular pertussis vaccines. With this, pertussis became less a threat for infants, parents, and physicians. Acellular pertussis vaccines consist of isolated components of the pathogen. Three components of Bordetella pertussis are of interest in this respect: pertussis toxin, filamentous hemagglutinin, and the agglutinins. We start our virtual tour in the media kitchen. In this room, we prepare for the production of the cultures and the purification of the antigens. All the containers need to be checked, prepared, and sterilized. The agar plates, the liquid media, and buffer solutions are prepared here and controlled for their quality. The antigens of interest are within the supernatant of the cell suspension. Therefore, the cell suspension is transferred to a new steel vessel that contains an absorption medium. This medium fishes the pertussis toxide, filamentous hemagglutinin, and pertactin out of the medium.
Hello, I have just collected the eluate from the last purification stage.
The next step is a sterile filtration to eliminate the living cells. The raw material of the antigens are purified further by different chromatographic steps. The material is separated according to the different charges of the proteins, the different molecular weights, and affinity to other absorption materials. Within the final step, the proteins are separated according to their molecular mass and obtained in a pure form. The three purified antigens are again filtered under sterile conditions. So far, the production process has taken 3 weeks.